WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Doing the show under protest. Protesting the show. Shouldn't be a thing here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Protest.
You're just bitter because you lost points.
I am bitter. Mick Foley screwed me. Goddamn Mick Foley.
Well, they'll do a rematch at some point.
Mick Foley's going to do another emotional promo on how amazing this match was and everything like that. He screwed me out of points. This is the Raw Post Show. Gerwick.net. Wrestling Figure Photography. Instagram.com/MBG1211. Foley screwed me. It was easy. It was simple. Double count out. Retention points. Perfect. Oh no! Oh no, we can't end it like that. Oh no, we have to come back and we have to do it as a Falls Count Anywhere match. And then Sasha Banks is the new women's champion. That said, they had a great match. Hell of a match. Fantastic match. They battled everywhere. Everywhere in the arena. Charlotte did a moonsault off the announce table, which is farther down now, you know, since it's up on the stage. It was impressive. They had a cane. They slapped each other's boobs. And then she locked in the bank statement with in between the railing. And Charlotte tapped out. That was a hell of a match.
It was a fantastic match. I loved Charlotte beating the ever-loving crap out of... Or, I'm sorry, Sasha beating the ever-loving crap out of Charlotte with the kendo stick. It was awesome. This, I mean, just the crowd diving and the false count anywhere and them coming and going all over the place, up the ramp, through the crowd, ringside. They didn't really do a lot of this in the ring, which was nice.
They actually played up the false count anywhere stuff.
They had weapons, but it wasn't overdone. This was just a really well-constructed, well-done match. I mean, it's pretty much what we've come to expect from Charlotte and Sasha. The crowd was super hot, super into this. They were getting a This Is Awesome chant and a variety of other chants. But yeah, in the end, Miss Banks prevails.
Until Roebuck, when she loses her belt back.
Think.
I know, because it's how it goes. Charlotte wins on pay-per-view, Sasha wins on Raw. That's how their feud goes.
But as we know, streaks are made to be broken.
Streaks are made to be broken, but it won't end here. It won't end at Roadblock. Streaks don't end at Roadblock. They end at WrestleMania to Brock Lesnar. Because he's the one in 20-something and one now. Just saying. But we don't talk about that thing, do we?
No, we don't talk about the other thing. But, you know, now Paul Heyman knows how all the Taker people felt when the thing happened and him talking about it incessantly for the last 2 or 3 years, however long it's been, since... You know, Brock did the thing.
And he feels
our pain.
He felt our pain tonight. Oh, he felt the pain. He talked about to Michael Cole how they screwed up. This was a video game. Like, how did this happen? We took him lightly, and it's like, he speared him, broke his rib, cracked his ribs. He can't breathe. If you can't breathe, you can't fight, Paul Heyman said. And Cole asked Lesnar how Lesnar's dealing with it, and Heyman's like, you care. Like, he was tearing up. It was a very good use of Paul Heyman.
It was a great use of Paul Heyman. I mean, how often do we see Paul Heyman cry? Legit, how often do we see Paul Heyman cry? Not that often. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. It really, really was. He also announced that if Goldberg's in the Rumble, Brock's in the Rumble.
Oh, hell.
It's getting real, everyone. It's getting real. So, in Let's Promote 205 Live, Cedric Alexander took on Tony Nese. Tony Nese beat Cedric Alexander. Yes, a heel cruiserweight won, but he never...
Kogai was there.
Tony Nese didn't get the entrance. Cedric Alexander did. It was his hometown, so he lost. Kind of a theme. In other 205 promotion action, Rich Swann beat Nomar Dar in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So, cruiserweights got like 6 minutes of TV time.
It took them... half hour to change their ropes.
2 3-minute matches and it took them 10 minutes to change the ropes up back and forth. That's worth it. They plugged Mark Henry's movie and he got the shove Titus O'Neil. Thank God we didn't get to see the match because that would have been an awful match to see. It really, really would have been. Rusev took on Enzo. Enzo made some turkey jokes and, you know, his bits and stuff like that. Rusev was unhappy, so Enzo beat Rusev by DQ when Rusev kicked him in the giblets.
Poor Rusev.
that's the story there. Braun Strowman beat R-Truth after the match. He beat up Goldust, then Sammy came down. Sammy tried to take out Braun. Braun took out Sammy, tied him up again. Foley came out and told him to stop it. Then we had an interesting confrontation between Foley and Sammy, Foley told Sammy he's never going to quit, and he needs to save him. And Sammy's like, I don't need to be saved from you. He accused Foley of taking his orders from above, forgetting who he is and where he's from. Foley said he made the match. He said Zayn was punished for failing to bring home the IC title, and he was actually being destroyed rather than punished. Foley brought up how Steph wanted to fire him. It's like, okay, so instead of firing him, you put him in with the ring with a monster that you can't control. And if that happened, you could seriously injure Sammy, which is worse than being fired. Just saying. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Foley, but I'm really getting tired of these impassioned speeches because it's like, that's all he really knows how to do are these really just strong, passionate speeches. And it's like, well, you know, I saved you. You know, it's like, instead of firing you, I put you in a match with Braun Strowman. It's like, well, how is that saving him? You saved his job for now. But it's like, it's not like it would be the end of the world for him. Daniel Bryan would snatch him up in a heartbeat.
Tweets about it every single day.
Like, Dan O'Brien wants Cesaro and Sami Zayn so bad he's willing to trade a title for it. You know, it wouldn't be that bad. Like, I get it's storyline and Foley's trying to hold the brand together and he's trying to be good guy Foley, but it's just like, at some point, somebody has to become incorruptible or has to be corruptible because that's what they're setting the Raw GM and commissioner to be, is corrupted. Because Steph already is. It's who she is. We all know Steph plays dirty. So now it's just the question of how long before Foley starts to play dirty.
LeMann says, what I don't get is why Stephanie would fire Zayn, because she doesn't like Sammy. She doesn't like his attitude, how positive he is. She doesn't like him. That's why she would fire him. That's all. And again, you brought up there was no stakes going into Survivor Series. You know, the only thing that had a stake was the IC title coming to Raw, so that was the one thing she couldn't bring. So, that's what they lost. They only lost the tag match, but they didn't get the IC title. That's the whole deal there.
Yeah.
The ever-long reigning reign of the New Day continued as they beat Gallus and Anderson. It was a good match, but it's like, oh, we knew the outcome was coming. Hook of the tights, New Day retained. It was a good match, but again, you knew where it was headed. It wasn't a real surprise.
Yeah, can we just stop putting New Day in title matches until they get past the 17 days and then it's actually believable that it's a game on, they're gonna, you know, they have a chance of losing, because we all know they're going for the demolition record. We all know that they're not gonna lose in the next 17 days, so what's the point of doing the title matches if we know they're not gonna lose?
Yeah, there's no drama.
Just get them past the demolition record and then we'll talk.
And I agree with the man. They did not make the club look weak. That's true.
No, they didn't. But you're not helping your tag division because they've already run out of options. They've run through everybody on the Raw side because they've put everybody up against New Day, and nobody has been able to beat New Day. This is even before the brand split. They'd pretty much run through most of the tag teams.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we are at this point. Monday Night Raw opened with the highlight reel with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. They mocked American Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Canadians are always ahead of the curve. Jericho said he was thankful for his friendship, his wicked rat scarf, and for Seth Rollins proving what happens when you let your ego and pride take over your life. Jericho said Rollins proved that he is the epitome of a stupid idiot jerk claim that he didn't interfere last week. That wasn't Chris Jericho wearing a Sin Cara mask. That was clearly Sin Cara wearing a Chris Jericho mask. He put it on. It was the mask of Jericho, and he put it on. Man,
he's drinking it in.
He drinks it in. Owen said Rollins is medically cleared tonight after taking the powerbomb last week. Roman came out. They argued back and forth. And he joked that, you know, you're not the guy, and Reigns defended it, fans were booing him, Reigns said Owens is just a guy who needs a lot of help, Reigns said he needs help with everything, and he responded, Owens responded, I don't need Chris Jericho, buddy, and Jericho was like, what? Reigns, said Owens would have lost the title several times if it wasn't for Jericho. Jericho cuts Reigns off and asks, know what happens when he insults his best friend? And he puts, you know, he gets the pen ready, and he's about to say, you just made the list. But instead, Owens cuts him off, telling him to shut up. Jericho was shocked by that. Owens said Reigns can't talk to him that way. Reigns asked what he's going to do. Owens said he would powerbomb him on the apron, after, just like he did last week, to Seth Rollins. Reigns said that Owens said that's what the Owens he was looking for. He was not looking for joke Owens jokes. He wanted to fight Owens fights. And so Reigns challenged Owens to a match. And if he wins, he gets another opportunity to roadblock for the WWE Universal title. So it led to a match. But before we get to the match, Jericho was upset. Jericho had a mad, so he was leaving. He was interviewed by the lady. He was upset, so he leaves. He takes his bag, he goes to his car, driver opens the door, knocks the list out of his hand, and then Seth Rollins shows up. They brawl in the parking lot, we have a flying guardrail, and then it ends with a Jericho getting pedigreed on the hood of a car. I like the brawl.
I like the brawl. I like the in-ring stuff. I thought it was all really well done. Really good. You know, you were expecting Seth to show up at some point. That was a nice touch of Seth Rollins. We just got a little bit of him, not a lot, which was good.
And then we got Roman and Kevin Owens. They had a fine match. It was a good match. But the outcome was predictable, because we knew Roman Reigns was there and he needed the shot at the Universal title, so he wins. He goes on and beats him, eats a spear. Kevin Owens, after the match, Kevin Owens was backstage, and he was all upset at Charlie Caruso, and, you know, it's like, every time you interview someone, they get hurt. Just see what happened to my best friend. So he's trying to suck up the Chris Jericho at the same time. That was a really done promo by Kevin Owens. The match was fine. Roman and Kevin doesn't interest me that much, but because it's Roman Reigns and he doesn't interest me that much. But it is what it is.
It should be good.
It'll be fine. Ish. It'll be fine. The match tonight was fine, and it'll be my good match at Roadblock. But it's just like, I'm okay. I'm not. It's not a money program to me. Because we've seen the match before.
Yeah, but I mean, Roadblock really isn't a money pay-per-view to them. It's the end of the year, so they're not going to do a lot for it, I don't think.
This is true, but again, you know, we got rematches probably happening. It's going to probably be Sasha and Charlotte, it's going to be Owens and Reigns, it's going to be Jericho and Rollins. Top three matches will be really good.
Should be, yeah.
Should be really, really good. But again, the big story of the night, Sasha Banks is once again the women's champion. The one thing we did not mention, because I was saving it for the end, she's dedicated the match to Ric Flair. She was talking with Bayley backstage. And then, what did you know? Ric Flair shows up at the end of Monday Night Raw, comes out, congratulates Sasha Banks, holds her hand up, gives her a hug, puts her over. It was a nice use of Ric Flair.
It was a very nice use of Ric Flair. Sasha was super touched. She was happy, you know, rightfully so, because, well, she got her belt back.
Yeah, she got her belt back. And that's all that really, really matters. So yeah, that was the big story of the night. New women's champion. We have a new number one contender. And the New Day continue to be strong. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It leads to The Rack, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We've got NXT, SmackDown, and TLC preview. Don't want to miss it. It's The Rack this Thursday. Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Check out The Rack Extra, Total Divas Season 6, Episode 2, now available. Episode 3 will be available before The Rack on Thursday, Saturday night, midnight-ish. It is CB Radio. The great holiday food debate continues. We did the Thanksgiving sides and desserts. This week we're doing holiday candy. Check it out, CB Radio, midnight-ish, Saturday night. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and CBRadioLive.com. Go to YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Subscribe. You can see 5 days of content. And you can see the start of the King of the WTR Ring Tournament. And if you're very lucky, you can go there and see an entrance of the intern. Just saying.
Just saying. He's been busy.
The intern is now a part of the thing.
All red intern?
The all red intern. The all red intern. And he's going to yell at me in 3, 2... Anyway, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, reviewing TLC. We'll be back next Monday for All Press Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Thank you to Xfinity and X1 Service for after finally changing 20 minutes later to the game. We're here. We'll see you next Monday Night Raw Post Show. This Thursday, live from the Rock, 10 p.m. Eastern. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.